Jim as he comes. Brother Jim, God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank the Lord for the sweet privilege that is ours this morning. I have said many times that this is the greatest blessing that you will have this side of the grass. To assemble where God's children are assembled together to His praise and His honor and glory. To your rejoicing. There's not anything in this life any more wonderful than to be fed with the children of God from the King's table. May His name be glorified here this morning. Before I start, I'm going to, Lord willing, go to the 78th Psalm. But in outsets, I'd like to read something to somebody over here that requested a song earlier. From the 90th Psalm, the 10th verse, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yeah. We'll fly away. So don't worry about flying away. You're going to fly away one day, but it won't be on your strength. It'll be on the wings of His great love. 78th Psalm, the Lord willing, I do beg you to pray this morning. It is a bad weekend for a Georgia boy to be in Florida. So don't be throwing any song books. I'm not a football fan anyway. If they don't ever play another game, it won't bother me a bit. But the Lord, we're here to praise the Lord. Give ear, O my people. This is to a particular people. Give ear, O my people, to my law, and incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And I'm glad they have. And I would that I had continued to tell it like they told it, and I would that a lot of God's servants would have continued to tell it. I'm afraid we have fallen short somewhere along the way. I see trouble in our land, in this United States of America today, and I believe a lot of it is because we have fallen short in some areas that maybe we should have took a better and greater stand in this morning. He said, we will not hide them from their children, shewing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope where? In God. And not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. Lord, have mercy. A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in His law, and forget His works and His wonders that he had shewed them. As the brother was talking about not building any bridges, you know. His dear wife had made mention of that. I'm afraid sometimes, you know, I would that I would not build any bridges, but I'm afraid that I maybe drove some pilings down way before I should have. I'm like the dear brother that cried unto the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I believe. And I do. I believe, brother. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe when I read in the scriptures there where my forefathers have asked the question, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing's too hard, brother. You shouldn't have been surprised. Sister Sherry shouldn't have been surprised at all at the good report. That, of course, nothing's too hard for the Lord. And she had asked Jesus to be on her side there and all that. But we have forgotten, seems like, some of the wondrous works of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe it's in the 92nd Psalm there, where the psalmist wrote there that thy works, O Lord, has made me glad. That's what makes me glad. It's not what I do or Brother David or any other of these other brethren that stand before you. It's what the Lord has done that has made us glad today, that we can rejoice and praise His holy name and find peace and joy and rest in a weary land. Yeah. And we ought to still be looking in that direction. I mean, you look back. You look back at what God done for this, for your brothers and your sisters and your forefathers as He brought them out of the land of Egypt, the great miracles that He had done. That should make us glad.
Amen.
I got to preaching on glad one time, and your pastor said he was glad when I sat down. Yeah. So maybe we can be glad today when I sat down. But I thank the Lord that we have something to be glad in, brothers and sisters. And it's nothing of ourselves that we can be glad in. For listen what the Lord has done in the 12th verse. There are marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. And He made the waters to stand in a heap. Oh, Elder Barnes Marshall said one time that there's millions of them passed through the Red Sea on dry ground, you know, and walls of water on each side. I think the psalmist in one place called it congealed, did he not? You sisters think congealed salad something new? It was nothing new. The Red Sea was congealed by the hand of God. And old Brother Marshall said he believed he could just see those children walking through there, those young ones poking their fingers in that wall of water to see if it would leak on them, you know, or something or another. But this, whatsoever the Lord has done, it's done well, is it not, brother? And it'll be kept. This is a marvelous work that the Lord had done. In the daytime also, He led them with a cloud, and all night with the light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and He gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And it seems like it didn't even matter, you know, of their disobedience. You know, old Moses right there, he smote the rock again, twice, did he not? When he was commanded to speak to the rock. The brother was so wonderfully blessed, I feel like, just a while ago, to speak to the rock on our behalf, that we might have water here this morning, that we might drink of a living fountain this morning in our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. But even when Moses disobeyed God and smote the rock rather than spoke to it, great mercy was shown there that day as the Lord allowed the waters to just spring forth and flow forth, and all the children of Israel were blessed to drink. Amen. and their beast. It didn't just stop with them. The mercies of the Lord knows no end, does it?
Amen.
It endureth forever. It knoweth no end. Listen, what he goes on there. And he brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. And now we have come to where I want to try to speak, the Lord willing. And they asked this question. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. He just can't do it. Wouldn't that be a sad answer?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a sad answer? You know just as well as I do that as I've already said there from the writings of old Jeremiah years and years and years ago, you know, he made the statement, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Not anything is too hard for the Lord. Do you ever question the fact, you know, has the Lord forgotten to be gracious? Is his mercies clean gone forever? That you would ask such a question, you know, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? The last time I was down here, your dear pastor had fried pork chops, seemed like, you know, all day long. He had fed such a multitude that night. And what a beautiful table they was that was spread back here in a natural way. And it's pretty obvious for a lot of us anymore that we have a greater desire for the natural table, it does seem like sometimes, than we do for the spiritual. But I hope that's not so. Don't you, brother? I do hope that my desire would be first of all to go where the Lord has furnished a table for us here in the wilderness, and the Lord, the table that the Lord would furnish for his children, brothers and sisters, here in this weary, weary land is a table that can do for us what no other table in nature can do, is it not? What was it? Happy souls approach the table, wasn't it? We just sung about it. Happy souls approach the table, taste the soul's reviving food, is it not? Nothing half so sweet and pleasant as what? As the Savior's flesh and blood. Yeah, it is finished. It is finished. Christ has borne the heavy load. That ought to feed your soul this morning, brothers and sisters, from a table that this world cannot provide. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can you hear me, son? Getting us a little bit. They can turn that thing off, I think. Yeah. There's a table that's furnished for us here in this old world. Yeah. And you know what God told Adam in the very garden, and it still stands for you today. He told Adam that he could freely, didn't he?
Yeah.
Freely eat. Yeah. And that still stands today, does it not, Brother David? What could we pay to the Lord with, you know, that we might feed on something of our Savior and our God Jesus Christ? How wonderful it is that we might yet even freely eat.
Amen.
Yeah, of all that.
Yeah,
of he that freely gave his only son, is it not? How shall he not yet freely give us all things?
Amen.
How wonderful God is to his children. Amen. On the table that God has furnished for us here in the wilderness, it's a table of love, is it not, brother?
Amen.
I mean, it's an everlasting love. Now, if you can explain that to me here in this weary land, I believe I'll understand it in the by and by, brothers. But an everlasting love that the Lord has prepared for me. I have loved thee. He's already loved me. That's a past tense word. I have loved thee. Yeah, with a love that'll last all weekend. Yeah. No, it goes beyond that, don't it? Everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know where he's drawn us to? He's drawn us to the table, I believe, brother. He's drawn us. You know, God's word teaches us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Yeah, and we ought to, at every opportunity, you ought to be not only renovating your nice meeting place, you ought to be adding on to it, it does seem to me like. And when the Spirit of the Lord does visit his children and show forth what the table is set with, brothers and sisters, they have a desire to come.
Yeah, amen.
When I grew up, Sister Dale will tell you, I reckon it just kind of, she stood in awe probably of it when the first time she stepped in my mother's kitchen. There's a dining room table there that filled up the whole room, you know. There was eight of us children, which some of y'all I understand and know come from bigger families than that. But there was eight of us children and mother and daddy, so there was 10 settings at one table. Yeah. And my mother could set as beautiful a table as you want to as you want to, I see. Sister Dale has lots of problems measuring up at supper time or meal time, you know, just what all it is that Jim wants to eat. He don't want to sit down there and just eat out of a pot, out of a bowl of spaghetti. Nay, not at all. I was raised on taters and rice and biscuits and meat and a dessert and maybe some peas and corn all on one table, brothers and sisters. It was a table that was set that rich folks, and we were definitely not rich folks. It was a table that was set that rich folks didn't have. Yeah. A lot of rich folks I knew would go home and open a can of steak, you know, and sit down there and eat that can of steak with a little key on the can, you know. We didn't eat that way, did we, brother? Old Eccles County and them old Flatwoods was blessed with a natural table from the hand of God, from the hand of God. And I got a good report yesterday, brother, on a 12-year-old that's a member at Cat Creek. His grandmother was in awe that he had stood down a young man at one of his friends at school that had told him he did not believe in God. And they was about to eat lunch at that time, and the other little boy was about to put something in his mouth, and Cooper stopped him. He said, "Don't put that in your mouth. If you don't believe in God, you tell me where that come from." Yeah. Yeah, the Lord sets a table for us, like I said, even in great mercy. When we stand in unbelief, he yet remaineth faithful, does he not, brother? He yet remaineth faithful unto us. The Lord has prepared his table before us in a great love. And as I came before that table in a natural way years ago, as my dear mother had set a table there, there was a chair for every child, brother, right there. He knew where his place was too, and he knew not to get out of his place, did he not? I believe the Lord has called us to our own place around the table of God, and we ought to fill our place to his glory and to his honor and to his praise for the great love wherewith he has loved us, for God has so loved. You know how big a word that is? So. That's a great love, is it not? God has so loved his people, the world, that he gave his only begotten son. That's a great love.
Yeah.
With two little words, so loved. He has so loved us. And in that great love of God that he has so wonderfully blessed us with, on that table, boy, I'm telling you, that old table, there was just enough room for them 10 plates on there, and the rest of it was filled up with something really good to partake of. And here at this place, brothers and sisters, the table is full for us here in the love of God, as we rejoice in the great mercies of God that the brother has been so thankful for, that God has blessed us with here in this world. It's just by the mercy of God this morning that you have been blessed to come to this place, to even to rise up with a desire in your heart to go to the table of God. It is that his compassions are new every morning. Yeah. Every morning. Have you thought about that? Yeah. Lord, I don't deserve those leftovers from yesterday, do we?
Amen.
But thou hast granted me new mercy and grace and compassion today. As I continue on, O Lord, looking for that glorious day, looking for that glorious day when I'll fly away. And I'll fly away. I'll rise, as the brother has said, with the saints of God, and at the sound of his voice, praising and honoring and glorifying my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me. He loved me. I can understand how he loved you, how his love was so great for you. But I do hope and pray that you never walk up and behind me out yonder them woods when I'm cutting trees down, trying to make a living, and see how Jim acts sometimes. Yeah. Because when I do, I wonder, how could he have loved me and gave himself for me? Yeah. And I've got it recorded right here that he done that, brother.
Amen.
It's got my name in there where it says me. I spell Jim, M-E, don't you? Yeah. That's good for me. I love to read about them. I love to read about what is theirs, talking about God's children. But when I see it as me, yeah, ain't that wonderful, brother? When I see my name in there, that I can lift my heart and voice up to my Savior and my Lord for the love and the mercy and compassions that I partake of from the table of God every day of my life. He hath prepared for me and for you a table in the presence of our enemies, has he not, brother? In the 23rd Psalm, he tells us that. He prepared a table in the presence of our enemies. Yeah, I don't necessarily mean those out there that just don't like you.
No.
Yeah, Brother David, I've heard him make the statement about people don't like him because of the way he parts his hair.
Yeah.
I'm getting there, brother. I'm getting there too. And they may not like me for the same reason. But I don't think that's the enemy so much he's talking about to you, brother. Old Satan is a great enemy of ours. Old greed and jealousies and such things that do beset us so, brothers. The sin that doth beset us is the very enemies that the Lord has set us, prepared us a table.
Amen.
Yeah. But I can tell you something about that table that I used to sit at with my parents and my brothers and sisters. At the head of that table was authority. Yeah. At the head of that table was authority. And I tell you what, if anybody ever knocked over a glass of tea on that table, didn't that people down the road, now we didn't live, we lived a quarter of a mile, at least from anybody, they heard the results of you just turning over a glass of tea. Yeah. Everybody there at that table, brothers and sisters, you know what was there? There was love there, as I said. But there was peace there. Yeah. There was peace at that table because of the one that's sitting in authority right there. Yeah, he commanded it, did he not? And he's the one that brought it there, is he not? And he's the one that left it there. He said, my peace I leave with thee, did he not? Not as the world giveth. No, this nation right here thinks they can just keep buying peace, don't they? Can't buy peace. True peace is given to us. By the Prince of Peace. Ooh, we can't understand that yet either, I don't think, brother, just how wonderful and how perfect that peace is. No, sir. There was joy there. There was. I was glad to be there, brother. All my brothers and sisters was there. My mother was there. My father was there. Most of all, you know, my father is here.
Amen.
Yeah, my Savior is here. And it gives me joy. It gives me joy to be with God's children. Yeah. To raise up my voice with you. And I hope y'all didn't hear me trying to sing. But it's a sweet pleasure of mine.
Yeah.
For me to lift up what singing I can do. I enjoyed your singing very much. Y'all have got some beautiful singers. And you do a good job. The Lord wonderfully blesses your singing. And I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed making my feeble attempt to try to help to his glory. I wasn't singing for praises. I hope I was singing praises to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is. It gives me joy as the peace of God does rest upon me, it does seem like, giving me joy and happiness. You know, they's a healing, are they not? There's a healing, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord at the table that he has set. Right? Y'all remember the case in the book of Matthew, I believe it is over there, where the dear old sister came and her came before the Lord asking the Lord to help her. She said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil, is it not? And it seemed like the Lord just ignored her, did it not?
Yeah.
But she kept on and said, Lord, please. Please help us. He said, it's not meet to take the children's bread, didn't he? It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs.
Yeah.
But you know what she said?
Yeah.
Y'all know what she said, don't you?
Yeah.
She said, truth, Lord. But yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from where? From the master's table.
Amen.
Yeah. From the table that he has prepared for us here in this wilderness. If you get a crumb today in the love of God, in the mercies of God, Yeah, in the grace of God.
Yeah.
All these things. Man, it just makes us want to get a bigger spoon, don't it? Just get us a bigger spoon and go at it. Give me the spoon out of the pot. Is the one I want right here. I'm ready to see if I can fill up on the things of my Savior that He has prepared the table for me with. How wonderful.
Amen.
You don't know, brothers and sisters, how blessed that you are. Talk about fret. You don't know, he don't know about fret, does he, dog? I make her sick. But my fret, yeah. Last time I was down here, there was judges speaking from up here. Lawyers standing up here speaking. The last one I heard speak from up here was a computer programmer. I said, what business do I have down there? Good, not. But you know what? They looked on old Peter and John as ignorant and unlearned men, didn't they, bro? And that's what. And that's what blesses me to keep going.
Amen.
I just hope. I just hope in my heart that maybe they can see that one somewhere back yonder he must have been with Jesus.
Amen.
That's what they're saying about him, wasn't it? Yet they marveled as they could see that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
That's the table I want to sit at. The table with my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is. Yea, Lord, truth, Lord, that even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. That's where I want to be found, praising and honoring my Savior and my Lord at a good table. Yeah, sometime, if Sister Dale goes off over yonder to Dothan, Alabama sometime, stay with my grandchildren while my daughter goes and gets a treatment for an ailment she's got. And I have to kind of prepare for myself sometimes. Or I got that older sister that used to sit at that table with me years ago. She's still around. She'll help out. But when Jim has to prepare for himself, thank God for Captain Crunch. Yeah. That's about all I can tell you. Yeah. But the Lord still provides, does he not? Even if it's out of a box, the Lord still provides. But the Lord's provided me something sweet and wonderful.
Amen.
Taste and see, is it not?
Right.
Taste and see. Where do we usually do most of our tasting and seeing? At the table, no?
Yeah.
Come to the table. My goodness, I never thought nobody'd stand before me and talk about the dinner table. My goodness. This is the supper table at hand. It's getting late in Jim's life.
Yeah.
It's getting to be supper time at the table for Jim. And it gets sweeter and sweeter.
Amen.
The table gets fuller and fuller. Is that right? Gooder and gooder.
Yeah.
If y'all want to put it that way. That's how I love it. And I want to be found praising my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ for his kindness and his mercy toward a hell-deserving, wretched sinner such as this one right here to even allow me. Y'all remember let me tell you, I could use Jim's name or I could use your name. Far as that goes. Y'all remember the little crippled man that David, the great king, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We talking about the king this morning. Y'all know who the king is?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about King David.
No.
I'm talking about the one David was a type and a figure of there. The king, Jesus Christ, our Savior
and
our Lord. David said, is he not one yet of the house of Saul?
That's right.
That I might show kindness. Yeah. That he might show mercy to, is it not? Yeah. Yeah, there's one. Yeah. There's one down in the land of Lodibar. Wasn't it? Don't know where he was at? Don't know where Lodibar is? A pastureless land, ain't it? No pasture. That's a bad place for a little sheep to be, ain't it?
Amen.
Yeah, no pasture. And the king said, go and fetch him. Go and fetch him. Yeah. And he brought him back. And you know what the little crippled man said? Little Mephibosheth. You know you was in the same shape?
Yeah.
Mephibosheth wasn't dead, but he was helpless, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was helpless. We can't bring ourselves to the table. No, sir. You know what Solomon said in the Song of Solomon over there? He brought me, didn't he, to his banqueting table, to his banqueting house. Yeah. He brought me to his banquet, and his banner over me was what? Was love. Yeah. David wanted to show love and mercy and compassion, did he not, to one of one that he loved. For you know why God shows mercy and grace to us, brothers and sisters? Because of one he loved, for Christ's sake. Yeah. Amen. For Christ's sake. That's what this is all about.
Amen.
David wanted to show mercy because of the sake of one he loved, for Jonathan's sake. Yeah. And little Mephibosheth came, or they brought him. He didn't come, did he? No, he didn't come. They brought him. The Spirit of the Lord has brought you, brothers and sisters, to the banqueting house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. They brought him before the king. And the little cripple man said, "What is thy servant that thou should even look upon? Such a dead dog as I am."
Amen.
A dead dog. That ain't much, is it, son? That ain't much at all. That's what you are.
And this,
yeah, of yourself, no more than a dead dog, except that the Lord come and bring us to the beautiful table.
Amen.
That is set before us to praise his holy name. And the king told that little crippled man, he said, "Thou shalt eat continually at my table, at my table." That's where I want to be found eating. If I'm going to eat it, that's where I want it to be, at the king's table. But you know one thing, another thing that's spread there on the king's table is the truth. Ain't it, brother?
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, sometimes you get at the wrong table, it gets kind of hard to swallow some of it, don't it? It gets kind of hard to swallow some of it if you're sitting at the wrong table. And they go to telling you what you got to do in order to be allowed to sit here at the table, in order that you might be worthy to sit here at the table. It's because of something you do. That's hard to swallow. That's done got a little sour, hasn't it, brother? Somebody's done warm that up too many times. Yeah. That's not the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ has loved us. Yeah. What is it? They say it. They say that the old King James Version is too hard to understand.
Yeah.
They just got men writing and rewriting and rewriting again the Word of God so you can understand it. James said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask Charles Stanley. Let him ask David Jeremiah. No, he didn't say a thing about that, did he? He said, let him ask of God. Yeah. If you don't understand it, ask of God. John 1:5-12, is it, brother? He said, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's not too hard to understand. You understand that? Yeah, I believe he can understand that. He's not over a four-letter word in that. But that's the truth. If the Lord has come and brought you that, rejoice. Rejoice. Eat yourself a bellyful of it. It will not make you sick, will it? It will not make you sick. I used to tote them little old pink tablets with me. It had PB wrote on, you know, on the label of it. I thought it meant Primitive Baptist people. Man, it was Pepto Bismol for the things that I would eat, you know, that would upset my stomach. Yeah. I've got the Primitive Baptist pill, I hope, in the truth of Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. How wonderful it is. Great comfort is found on the table of God, is it not? In the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. It's not something the brother here said. It's not something I said, Brother Michael said, any other elder. It's something God said. We ought to speak comfortably. God has sent us a comforter, brother, has he not? Jesus Christ has went away, but he didn't leave us comfortless, did he not? No. And not only did he leave us a comforter, that comforter brings to our minds and our hearts all those things about the Lord Jesus Christ and those things that the table is furnished with for us to partake of and to rejoice in.
Yeah.
And to praise our Savior and our Lord. Yeah, sweet comfort. Y'all find any comfort in the fact that let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
You know? That if he goes away, he's coming back. Y'all believe he's coming back?
Yeah.
My goodness. I do too. If he didn't, I certainly didn't need to drive that 100 miles this morning. Yeah. No, he's coming back. He told him. He told Martha, I believe it was, there at Lazarus' tomb, did he not? I am the resurrection.
Right.
Yeah. If he don't come back, there won't be no resurrection, will he, brother? No, sir. He's coming back. Does that give you comfort? Yeah. Are you looking for him? I hope you're looking for him. I trust that I'm looking for him. Sister Dale and I, we rounded a curve over yonder on Florida number 2 this morning there at Breakfast Branch. Boy, that makes me hungry every time I come by that place right there. Rounded the curve there at Breakfast Branch, and it was just as cloudy as it could be. But way down yonder, y'all know where down yonder is? Way down yonder, the clouds was broken, and it was light. And I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Amen.
He is the light.
Yeah.
And he's coming back, brothers and sisters. Wouldn't it have been wonderful this morning? Wouldn't it have been a wonderful day for the Lord to come back on Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just come walking in and say, boo. Wouldn't it? Yeah. Boo. How wonderful it would be to go home with the Lord this day and sit around the sure enough table of love that we can understand fully the greatness of the love of God in our lives. Yeah. 78th Psalm. Y'all go home and read it. Behold, he smote the rock, the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Be careful what you ask for.
That's right.
There's some old boys back here and there in these scriptures right here. They, you talk about love quail. Man, I like quail, don't you? I can eat me some quail. I don't want to eat them like them folks did. They eat till they run out their nostrils. Yeah, be careful what you ask for. Yeah, the Lord can provide, can furnish us a table. Yeah. There's a bread that we're taught in the 6th chapter of John. It is not that bread that Moses gave them, was it? This is the bread that came down from heaven. And any man that eateth thereof shall never die. Never die. This is a different table. We're getting to a different table now, aren't we, brother? Right there in that same chapter, in the 6th chapter of the book of John, you back up now, you'll see where the Lord fed 5,000. 5,000, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, wasn't it? Not, boy, you talk about a fish fry. Good night, what a wonderful fish fry. That would have been something else. And that bunch followed him, did they not? Yeah, they still had them hush puppy crumbs on their mouth right there. And they was knowing he's going to do this again if we just hang around enough. But he got to talking about something else, didn't he? He got to talking about eating his flesh. The bread of life. Drinking his blood, did he not? And you know what they done? It said, and many of his disciples.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't heathens of the world out yonder, was it? Many of his disciples turned and walked no more. How about that? Walked no more with him. They didn't have it, did they? Brothers and sisters, if you have an understanding of the truth this morning in Jesus Christ, as the old Apostle Peter had right there, because he's fixing to answer that question, is he not? The Lord's going to turn to the 12 and ask them, will ye also go away? If you have the revelation in your heart and the Spirit of God teaching you the truth of what Jesus Christ is to a wretched sinner, you can answer as Peter did.
Yeah.
He asked, will you also go away? Peter didn't say, Lord, where will we go? He said, to whom, didn't he? He said, to whom shall we go? For we are sure, we know and are sure that thou art the Son of the living God. Yeah. That's pretty good information, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good information right there, to be walking hand in hand with the Lord our God. Yes, sir, thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yeah. I love the way that 23rd Psalm ends. Surely goodness and mercy. Both of it's on the table, ain't it?
Yeah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord every Sunday. Every Sunday. No? A little more than that, ain't it?
Yeah.
And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Thank you, Lord, that the table is prepared. You know, I don't know how in the world we get along today when the power goes off. Yeah? It is a sad day at 157 Joe Sandlin Road, Lake Park, Georgia, when the power goes out. But my grandmother, my grandmothers, even my mother in my younger days, they'd put something up in an old pie safe or something like that would keep for days. It just keep for days, it seemed like. Well, the Lord's got some stuff for you here on the table. You ain't even got to take it off the table. Just leave it on the table. It'll never spoil. It'll never spoil. The mercies of God endureth forever. The grace of God is sufficient, is it not? Yeah. And I'll dwell in that house where that table is, I hope, brother. All the days of my life. Forever. Forever. To His honor and to His glory and praise. May the Lord be with you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.